Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and let's get ready for the Monday Take 5. Let's get ready to expand our postal knowledge as I try to make you aware of some of the things you can do to protect your job. I got to tell you up front, don't sit back and wait for your union to do it. Sometimes as members, you have to get so proactive that you force your union to join the fight. You know, as I walk through the plant in which I work, which is Columbus City Gate, I look at the actions of mail handlers and clerks, and it's not hard to figure out why management don't respect your contract. You don't give them enough reason for them to respect it. You constantly cross crafts because somewhere it became the employee's responsibility to save the Postal Service instead of the management. You commit more cross-craft violations voluntarily than management ever instructs you to do. And I only say that because it attributes itself to a lack of training on your union's part. See, I believe it's imperative that the APWU, MPMHU, I believe that there should be sufficient communications that tell mail handlers what their job is and what they should not be doing voluntarily. It all lends itself to building the craft. Clerks, every day you go to work, you will jump on a delivery barcode sorter by yourself, knowing that your union has already fought the fight that says one person on a barcode sorter at startup and close down. And when you are processing mail, that is never part of your startup. You see, your union already fought that fight. You've already got an arbitration decision, but yet every day you still do it. And you know what's so funny? Management has convinced you that you can do it better by yourself than with a partner. Not true at all. I know your partner may be a lot slower than you, but it is necessary that you keep two people there to protect your craft. Every day I see clerks walking through the building, gathering equipment for dispatch, not part of what you are responsible for. And I don't care who tells you that it is, it's not. As a clerk, you are responsible for processing the mail. There should be a mail handler assigned in the delivery barcode area that has the responsibility to bring 8, 9, 10 APCs to each machine so that the clerks, after they process, they can pack it to send it out. But every day you see clerks walking around with that powered forklift, which is a part of the equipment known for mail handlers, but a clerk will grab that and they will go and get 4 or 5 pieces of equipment, APCs, etc., and nobody says a word, not your APWU union or your MPMHU union. Your mail handler union should be telling you you are crossing crafts. Your APWU clerk union should be telling you that is not part of your responsibility. But no one says anything to you, and the violations continue, and they continue until clerks actually believe it is their responsibility to get equipment for them to dispatch the processed mail with. And I'm here to tell you, it is not. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the Wednesday Take 5, showing a little guidance, expanding a little knowledge to the APWU members. It's not your position to get equipment to complete your mail processing operation. That duty and responsibility belongs to the mail handler. And if you stop doing it, it will force management to assign mail handlers to get it done.